SAFM. Prime time all day long.
11 after 7. Good morning. There's been a suggestion that this week, that these elections that we're all looking forward to are a chance to go beyond what is called transactional politics. In other words, to move away from kind of the current model and move into something else. You know, at the moment, I've always said this, that politicians often win votes by dividing us. They appeal to one group or another at the expense of other people. And the suggestion this week comes from Dr. Mampela Rampele. She is the chair of the Archbishop Tutu Intellectual Property Trust and also chair of the Global Compassion Coalition. Dr. Rampele, good morning. Thank you for your time on SAFM Sunrise this morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners.
You say we can go beyond transactional politics. What do you mean by that? What could we change?
What I mean is that politics is meant to be the ordering of relationships between citizens, and we entrust the running of that system of governance to people elected to serve the public. But if you look at what has happened over the last 30 years, things which should be done by government officials who are highly paid compared to other officials in the world are tender for the most basic services that should be provided by government. And the process of tendering, as you have seen from the Zondo Commission, is a big racket that has been framed as state capture, because public officials and the politicians are using their influence to get personal benefits out of using state funds that should be providing for basic essential services to every citizen for their own enrichment. That's what I mean by transactional politics instead of politics of service in terms of the requirements of our constitution, which is very clear about the entitlement of citizens to basic services, such as water, housing, education, and health.
So how do we change that? I mean, how would the result of an election change that?
Very fundamental, because we, the citizens, have the power to elect only those leaders that can be entrusted to the sacred duty of running our government and the institutions of state at the national, the provincial, and the local level, so that we can end this chaos that has collapsed. The provincial government from my province of Limpopo have collapsed. And people go without water, without electricity, without cleanliness, without the very basics of life. That is the result of elites bargaining between themselves to enrich themselves at the expense of the money, or using the money that should be going to provide basic services. So we can elect leaders, and there are people who have put their hands up. Some of them are young, very experienced, professional business people who realize that to leave government to the so-called politicians is actually to undermine the future of our great grandchildren.
So for that to happen, and you talk about elites, and I know in your piece you talk about urban elites in particular, and unfortunately what we've seen instead is that people who can vote choose not to. The people who lose out in these systems choose not to vote. Doesn't that actually make it, unless they vote, doesn't that mean that the politics we have at the moment, we're just going to repeat it?
No, Stephen, people don't choose not to vote. What we have to understand is that young people have been betrayed. Any self-respecting democracy should be teaching civic education from primary school all the way to university. We have not done that as a so-called constitutional democracy. And that's not from lack of advice. Kara Asmal tried to introduce civic education in 2002 it was rejected by then President Thabo Mbeki. So we mustn't say that the problem is with young people. We have not enabled young people to understand what does it mean to be a citizen of a constitutional democracy, what powers, what responsibilities, what rights you have. And so we have to go back. My generation that fought for freedom has a responsibility to continue the conversations with our sons and daughters to help them to understand it. People like Indira Mazibuko are doing this. And so too, a lot of initiatives from civil society are doing this. We have life orientation in our school curriculum. Why is that life orientation not being used by both the IEC and the government in general to introduce civic education? Why? My view is that the government we have is a government that treats citizens as mushrooms. The less life on the mushrooms, the bigger the mushroom. And so it's deliberate denial of civic knowledge for the majority of people. And that is what is perpetuating the non-voting and the voting of people without holding them accountable.
Dr. Mampela Rampele, thank you. Chair of the Archbishop Tutu Intellectual Property Trust and Chair of the Global Compassion Coalition.